Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor, and also thank you very much to Francesco and to Nece for organizing these meetings in such a good way, and also for inviting us. I will be very brief. I would like to strongly support on the part of Nitoa the 3 points that were made by Mr. Rosen and the Rail Working Group, and in particular the need to take into account the global outreach, potential outreach of the protocol, and the need to involve at some point contracting states to the protocol irrespective of the fact of whether they are European based or not. The second point would be the importance of involving the specialists of the industry in order to make these changes really adapted to the developments of technology and different aspects of the industry. And maybe this could be done through the involvement of their associations. And the third important point, which was made by Howard Rosen, I think, was the need to take into account there might be situations where a quick action is required. Of course, it would then require ratification by in the most formal way, but there might be the need in certain well-specified situation for a technical quick action. This is, of course, a little bit more difficult to organize from the point of view of the specific model rules to be approved, but it is important because sometimes time is of the essence. Thank you very much for your attention and for the time.